John Solucci, Secretary Chanel Cruz. Okay, Jennifer is present. So Jennifer, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo is present. Okay. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag, and the invocation will be done by Tammy Bradford.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here as homeowners and residents of St. Charles Estates. We ask for your wisdom and your knowledge and your grace to be upon us with us tonight. We ask all this in your precious in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Oh. Okay, let's go ahead and get the engineer's report.
Okay. Are we on?
We can pass the mic down to you if you're not on.
How about now?
Yep.
I'll just get it as close as I can. How's that? Glad to be here this evening. Ron Edenfield for the record. We currently have 36 open permits in some various stage of review or under construction. We received one new application this past month. We did not close out any, and we conducted around 10 inspections. We also, during the month since the last meeting, we attended and provided a presentation at the annual landowners meeting. We had one of those water resources minutes. We attended the FDEP MS4, that's a municipally separate storm sewer system permit quarterly meeting. We began the annual MS4 report, which is due to the state annually, and we'll have that completed by the end of the month. We coordinated with the city of Bonita Springs on the status of the Memorandum of Understanding, and were advised by the assistant county city manager that it's currently in the hands of the city attorney, whom apparently he has absolutely no sway over. We assisted the litigation attorney with various requests for information, and we completed a survey on the eastern end of the 300-foot fee ownership parcel. That's that parcel just as you come across the railroad tracks coming into the district. It's 300 feet north to south and includes North Strike Lane, the stormwater treatment area Strike Lane, and then the filter marsh on the south side. We completed that survey, had the surveyor come out and stake the limits of those corners. We also asked them to stake the easements on the eastern end of that. It's at a point in the district where our 60-foot easement runs into the corner of that 300-foot parcel. The district has a 30-foot easement from that point north to Strike Lane, to the Strike Lane easement. If you can imagine, it's a rectangle. So you got 2 points here, 2 points in the middle, and 2 points up here. Straight line, straight line, straight line, straight line. And I want to address something on that. It's been alleged that I changed one of those points. I did not change one of those points. No way I would ever do that. The surveyor, we asked them to, when they were putting the stakes in the ground, to take the spray can and spray the points between two corners. He inadvertently went from one corner to diagonally to the other corner. There are three stakes on the east side of that rectangle. There are three stakes on the west side of that rectangle. The middle point, he sprayed, painted a line diagonally to the wrong corner. So the surveyor inadvertently, mistakenly, in error, whatever you want to call it, don't know what happened, But the intent was to have the three points that make up a straight line on the east side. He spray painted it a diagonal. I did remove the diagonal. I kicked the ground until the paint was gone, knowing that middle point was in line with the north point and the south point. So there's been some rumors out there that I changed the surveyor's point. Didn't happen. So I just want to clear that up for the record. And with that completes our report.
Thank you very much. Manager's report.
Working with some contractors to clean up the road along the strike lane, the shoulders, because there's been a lot of broken glass, things like that, and that'll help with the Halloween parade coming up on the 26th. And then we received, and Chanel gave an exact number, but we received another check from FEMA for Hurricane Milton work, and that just came in recently. Worked with a contractor for trimming trees that were actually planted in the swale years and years ago, oak trees on Busy Bee, and they were so far over, we decided we'll get an arborist, and they were very, very good, very competent, and they trimmed those back. And I'm going to ask them to look at bidding for other work in the district, so we have some other options with actually licensed cypress. We cleaned the perimeter near the canal, the cypress head. I don't see him here tonight, but Ron from Arlington Electric helped me go down and actually look at the meter at the gate because it looked like it was not running, and he helped me. We ran tests and proved the meter's not running. I asked FPL to actually put a new meter in. I believe the meter's in now in the last few days. Took a while for them to come down, but I wanted to thank Ron from Arlington Electric taking his personal time to go down there and help with that. And then just today it was brought to my attention, there was somebody on Roger Dodger that's building a house, and they were excavating the swale on both sides of their new installed driveway to manage the grade. And they took all the stuff they scraped out of the swale because it had to go a little lower, it was too high, and they dumped it on the street. So I've asked them to clean up the street and remove it because it looks terrible. So anybody who's seen that today, they are cleaning it up tomorrow, and they're aware that they can't do that in the street. That's it.
That was in line with the lowering the swales below the drain pipes.
Correct.
So that's something that we're working on so that hopefully in the future, the culvert pipes will not be needed to be paid to be cleaned because they'll be self-cleaning. So. Let's see. Something unique that's happening is those Australian pines are beginning to disappear along Strike Lane, which are invasive to our neighborhood, and they don't have a taproot on them, so during hurricanes and things, they tend to blow over, which could take out the power lines and block the roads. Now, we are not part of that project. They're on private land, but they're building a new house there, and they have to remove them when they do that. Hopefully, before too long, they'll be doing the rest of those right along there and getting those out of our subdivision. Last year, we had got to put a bid out for some lines to be put on the streets and to do the fences. I'd like to add to the agenda tonight to add those as things to be done. So I'm going to put a motion. Does that require a motion or just... So I want to put a motion to add striping of Strike Lane and replacing the fences at the front of the subdivision to our agenda tonight.
Under number 9.
We'll put it under number 9. Okay, that's all I have this evening.
Well, do we second and approve that?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, I guess we should do that. Thank you.
Oh, we'll repropose the motion at number 9. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
I gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Okay, treasurer's report.
So we have finished the fiscal year 24-25. We've had our annual meeting. We have received 662,000 $391 for fiscal year 24-25. That was basically everything that we anticipated, short $90. So everything came in that was anticipated. We have received a significant amount of FEMA money and state of Florida money. As John said, we did recently receive a check from the state of Florida from the disaster.
The Milton. Milton.
Yeah, Milton. Yeah. So it was $36,437. That, and the money that we have received from FEMA and the state of Florida has helped us throughout the year. We did, so far, estimated, we have ended fiscal year 24-25 with a net surplus. We're still waiting on final invoices to come in for the fiscal year, so that the number could change. And I will update once we get all of the invoices in. Otherwise, we have passed our budget for 25-26, and we're starting this fiscal year off good so far. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you very much. Attorney's report.
Yes, sir. I continue to work with special legal counsel on the matters of litigation that are pending involving the district. And I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that the next item on your agenda, item number 9, that you amend the agenda to add the two items, item D, striping of Strike Lane, and item E, fencing along Strike Lane, I believe are the two items that you mentioned. So, other than that, I'll be glad to answer questions.
Anybody have any questions for the attorney, or do you have any questions for the attorney?
No.
Speaking to the microphone, Chief Ringel, we can hear that.
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to repeat it briefly?
You already did, and I'm good with that.
Okay.
Okay. So, the question, okay, moving forward. The amendments to the meeting agenda is to add lines to do the striping on Strike Lane, which was one of last year's projects, and to do the fences on the front of the subdivision, and that was one of last year's projects. So we're at this point, we're going to move forward with those items. So I want to put it on the agenda now. So I'm putting a motion on the floor to move forward with those two projects.
Would you like to put a motion forward to discuss those two items?
Yeah. You can do that if you'd like.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I thought it was your motion. All right, I'll put forward then. I'm going to put a motion forward to add two items to the business agenda items. Number D, or letter D, striping of Strike Lane, and E, fixing the fencing along the retention ponds at the front of the community.
Okay, I second that.
Okay.
Motion carries. Okay, moving forward. It's time for public input. Anybody have anything they'd like to talk about? It's you have your 3 minutes.
On the agenda.
On the business.
On agenda items only.
I got you quick. Dave Natick, Catskill Drive. Quickly, agenda items 11A. 11B, could I have copies of those two things? Could I have copies of the two things, the meeting minutes for approval and the financial reports for approval?
Sure, I don't.
They're public records.
They're public record. John,
when the minutes get approved tonight, send you a copy of the minutes, and when Chanel can send me the financial statements.
No, I'm asking for them now.
Pardon?
I'm asking for them now.
We just told you we would provide them for
when
you.
When they're approved.
We don't have them in front of us at the moment. Is
how
that?
How can you approve if you don't have them in front of
they have them in front. They have to be approved. Then you can release them.
Yeah.
That's as soon as we approve them.
That's not approved.
No, we have them. You have to review and approve.
We just have to go through the review and approve. And secondly, it's Mr. Nagy's turn. So please.
It'll be Mr. Natick.
Mr. Natick.
Thank you. So anyway, so the way this works, you're supposed to provide us things that you're going to vote on. So I'm asking for it before you do that, but I'll accept your answer.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else that would like to have 3 minutes? Please.
Hi, I'm Maurice Tennell. I live on Busy Bee. I have a question about the fiber installation that's going on. And I know this is probably covered, but I just don't know about it. So when they install the fiber on certain, you know, down through the streets, there was some disruption of the swales. And in particular along my street, you know, like they back the ditch witch in there and all that. Or who's responsible for coming back and cleaning up?
I-5 fiber is going to come back and make all the repairs that this happened during the course of their construction project.
Can we get your address, please?
25105 Busy Bee.
Thank you.
And Maurice, I did email you this afternoon with the answers. Did you get them?
No, I was on a project, so okay. I apologize. I didn't get to check my email before coming. And then the other thing is, we still have somebody that's on deck for maintaining the swales, the trimming and the grass and all of that stuff. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like 3 minutes? If not, we're going to move forward. Item number 11, business agenda items. Agenda items requiring action. Meeting minutes approval for September 15th, 2025 board meeting.
Motion to approve the meeting minutes for September 15th, 2025 board meeting.
I'll second that.
Aye. Motion carries. B, financial report approval. 9/30/25 bank statements and 9/30/25 financial reports.
Put a motion on the floor to approve the financial reports for bank statements 9/30/2025 and financial reports for 9/30/2025.
I'll second that.
Aye. Motion carries. C. iFiber representative to discuss next steps on construction of fiber optics.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Scott Jackson. I'm with iFiber. To address your question, yes, it'll be taken care of, okay? We take care of your yard better than your neighbor's dog, okay? So what happens is we come in, we destroy it. I'm kidding. We don't really destroy it, but it can get disruptive. We hit a rock or something like that, okay? It comes up ground. You're going to see, because of rain, the ditch witch will make ruts in the swell and part of your yard or what have you. We will take care of everything.
Okay.
It'll look better than it did probably before we came in, okay? With that said, construction began on the first sector. We are 90% done with construction. Restoration has already begun. We are already doing grading, working out all the debris and all that stuff out of the swells. I ordered 13 pallets of sod, so that's coming in by the end of the week. So you'll see once this sector is done, probably by the end of the week, you won't even realize we were there, okay? With that said, Sector 2 has already begun construction. So with that said, we're moving very, very quickly. Sector 1 is due to light anywhere between November 15th and December 1st. So those folks within the first sector, you will have fiber available before Christmas and all your relatives show up. Okay? We're moving on to getting a third company to come into the third sector. And we're just going to keep moving. I'm not taking any questions tonight, but with that said, if you have any questions, most of you have my information. It is on the website. Contact me directly or get a hold of the board, and the board will get a hold of me directly. I'm available anytime. Our office is right on the corner up the street from you guys, old 41 and 41. So I will come to your house. I will take pictures. I will assess any damage, any concerns you folks might have. And that's pretty much all I have for an update tonight, guys.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah.
There is a house on Hinton Drive. We're out for a walk in the evening, and one of the neighbors walked out to the street and asked me a question. There's a rock kind of in the way of one of the pipes. I don't think it's that big of an issue. I took a look at it, but if we could, you know, we're not quite out of hurricane season yet. Just make sure that nothing's blocking the pipes. I know you're coming back to fix everything up in the future, and it's going to look great at the
end. Do you have my information?
I'm sure I can get it.
Okay. Get my information. Give me the residence information. I'll be there tomorrow. We have two I-5 fiber employees, in-house employees, on-site all day running both these crews. Okay? So if you see them, they wear this. Go up and talk to them if you have a concern. We are on-site. Okay? Thank you.
Again, thank you very much.
How'd you know about my neighbor's dog? We'll take that off.
Okay. Public input, 3 minutes.
No, we gotta do D.
D and E.
Striping and fences.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Striping the road.
The striping of the roads. Oh, you want to put the fences on the same thing, or just separate them?
Two separate.
Okay, then do the striping of the lines first. John, you want to talk about that?
Essentially, the objective would be to the main road is strike lane, and really for safety reasons, we're seeing a lot of people feeling that, particularly the white lines along the side, which should really separate some pieces of tarmac and the swale and then the road, it's all blending through now. And then down the center, where it's either double yellow or sometimes it's single yellow, it's dark at night. People are not seeing it. So a lot of people are saying, you know, can we get this brightened up a little bit, make it a little safer driving? Even if we resurface a road, say, you know, in the next 5 years, doing the striping now will probably be safer for everyone as they're driving along. And then wherever it shoots to the roads, left and right, you'll look at, it's usually down about 50 feet or 100 feet of yellow and white. That's where they'll also stripe. Further down all the side streets, there is no striping. And so we're not going to stripe that. But the main objective is strike lane, and then each of the stripings, particularly where the white stripe is next to a stop sign, people are kind of running stop signs because they're not seeing that white stripe. So it's really for a safety factor for all the landowners.
Okay. And this was something we actually got bids on last year. They're going to update
them. Do you still have those?
They're going to update.
Yeah, we're going to ask for updates to the bids.
And we're going to work with those. Okay? All right.
My question.
Well, now we're going to go for the...
Is there anything we actually need to do to approve that we continue it in the next year, essentially, or is that already budgeted and approved and we're just talking about it?
We just approved it. The only thing we're going to do is use the bids we already got about 3 months ago.
And get them updated, and now it's going to be dry season, so.
Yes, sir, it would be best to have a motion to approve the striping to occur now.
Okay.
That would be...
Now,
there's a motion.
We need to get new... requests. We have to put an RFP out to get new quotes or bids, right?
No, they're going to take the ones we have, call the people, and update them.
We had at least three or four between Ron and I, so we'll just say, update your bids, please.
Oh, okay.
The problem is the bids came in last year in May and June, right when rainy season starts, and so it's going to be difficult to stripe when it's raining.
Right, but to be clear, we're not going to approve doing it now. We have to get a bid, see the bid, then approve it.
Fine.
Right, so but I guess we approve getting the bid.
We got bids, but...
Getting them updated,
yeah,
right?
Getting them updated.
Yes.
But we can't green light it until we actually have
Correct.
The final bid.
No.
Yeah, because they're going to have to update them anyways, because they're only good for 30 days, so whatever.
Okay, so then the motion is basically to call people put in bids and have them updated.
Updated.
Correct.
And come back with a...
All right, well then, I'll put a motion on the floor for the manager to contact those who already put in a bid for the striping and get updated bids on those so we can approve them at a later date.
You want to second that?
Second that.
All right, motion carries.
Excellent.
Next item on the agenda is replacement of the fences at the front of the subdivision.
Similarly, this was already done. We already approved this last year.
We did.
Yeah, this was approved last year.
Do we need an updated budget for it, or is it, we estimating it's about the same? Is it just fixable?
We're estimating it not to exceed what it cost last year. If it does, John will bring it back to the board.
So we need updated bids.
You need action to approve the expenditure. Yes, sir.
Approve the expenditure that we already approved last year. And for my...
We're just in a new physical year. That's
right. What was the...
It was about $18,000.
Okay. That's a lot for fences, but...
Well, there's a lot of fence up there.
Are we replacing the fence, or are we just putting it on?
We got a price for material only, and material only was between $6,500 and $7,000. If we got a work crew together and people wanted to show up and put it in, unfortunately, We asked last year, nobody called us, nobody wanted to help put down fences, so that's how we got to this point today, is that because we didn't get any help, now we have to resort back to the first plan, which was the total bid price of about $18,000.
From who?
I don't have that information from me.
Can I get a little bit more clarity? Are we trying to add a budget line, or are we just looking to get estimates again from last year? Because this is, I just need a little more clarity for it.
We were actually looking for the expenditure to move forward with the work.
Is the company still going to retain the budget that they, or the bid that they put out last year?
Don't know. Have to ask them to update.
Right. Okay. So it's similar the same
to the
thing.
Last. Okay. That, yeah. I just wanted to make
what,
sure.
What it basically was to approve the price that was bid last year, unless it exceeds that. If it exceeds that, John will come back with a new bid for the next month in November.
All right. So with the same company, do we get one or just one bid?
I think we got two, and then the third bid would be us getting materials and getting volunteers.
Under the bid scenario, do we need to still put out
we're beyond RFP public input at the moment, okay?
In order to get new stuff, or just call them to update them?
Call them to update it.
Well, I'm asking Mr. Pringle in that case.
Would you
turn the mic toward Mr. Pringle, please?
If they will do the work for the same price, honor the bid, then that works.
Right.
Because there's no change in the cost. If the project requires new numbers, then it should come back to the board for approval, even if you are using the same
contractor
vendors.
So my only remaining clarification I'm looking for is if they come back and say, no, that bid's no longer good, it would be more. Do we as a district need to put out a new RFP to collect new round of bids?
Yes.
I would.
Right.
Yes, I would.
So it's not even with the last item, it's not even necessarily just getting updated bids and calling them and asking them to update. It's potentially saying, hey, would you honor the bid you gave us last year? If so, we'd like to move forward. If not, then we have to put out a new round of RFPs.
And make your motion that way. And then, John, if in fact they don't honor it, John will bring back three bids for next month, and we will then move forward.
All right. Should we alter item D then, the motion? Because that was, we had approved getting updated bids, but under my new understanding of this, we're calling to see if those previous bids will honor their number.
So if the prior vendors will honor the bids that they gave you before, then you can select from that group and move ahead. If they need to adjust the bids, then you can go through the bidding process again and bring all that back to the board at the November board meeting, yes, sir.
Okay, so then if you don't mind, I'll do an amendment to business item D for the striping. I'd like to put a motion forward that we call the existing vendors that put out bids last year for striping and see if they'll still honor their bids. If not, the manager will come back or has our permission to put out a new RFP for striping, and we'll bring any new bids back for us to decide on in the November board meeting.
Clarification.
Or whenever they come through.
Clarification. As long as they meet the previous bids, they're acceptable.
Yes, I think
okay.
I said that.
Yes. Yes, sir. That was part of the motion. Yes, sir.
Okay. Right, just wanted to make sure we're clear on that.
And basically what you said, I would say it'd be the same thing for E, the fence.
It's the same thing for E.
Yep.
Okay, would you like to put your motion on the floor?
Would you like to approve the first one first? Or?
Sure.
So just for the record, there's an amendment of the motion to clarify the process of either accepting the bidding that we received before with no changes, or choice number two being to go out for new bids, which will be brought back to the board for approval. That's the clarification of the motion.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, so that's an amendment to the motion. Is there a second to that amendment?
For 11D.
For 11D.
Yes.
Are you?
Second that.
Aye, motion carries.
All right, and then for item 11E, for the fencing around the retention ponds in the front of the community, we'll put a motion in the same manner to check with the vendors, see if they'll honor their bids. If so, if it is at or under their existing approval. We give the manager permission to continue with that. If they do not, then he has our approval to put out new RFPs for the fencing to collect new bids for approval later.
Second that.
Aye. Motion carries.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward. Now we're to public input.
All right. Name, Maurice Tennell. Address, 25105 Busy Bee. So forgive me for being an optimist, but it sounds like we could do that fencing around the retention pond for about a third of what the bids are.
We agree with you.
We agree.
If we could get, you know, the community to help.
Correct.
Would you like to chair that project?
Absolutely. I mean,
okay.
I think that's what we've been looking for.
Community
building event. I mean, putting in a few fences, you know, posts and lines is a fairly simple matter. And we got guys that live in this neighborhood who know how to do that stuff.
I got a gasoline auger that'll drill those holes for you.
I think that's a great opportunity for a community event. What do you guys think?
I'll donate a skid steer on the weekend. So
yeah, I'm on for coordinating.
Okay, would you get with John?
So
and you're going to chair it. John's just going to be your mediator.
Yeah.
And you get your guys together, and John will get the materials and stuff, and we'll get this thing going. Okay.
Okay. I will wait over there as people leave. Anybody that wants to help, give me a name and number.
Hey Tammy, would you get a sign-up sheet for anybody who wants to volunteer for this?
Awesome. Thank you.
Good deal.
Mr. Pringle, do we need to do anything to say to wait for? I'm sorry, it's Maurice, right? If to delay fencing, then
we're not going to delay it. We're going to
hang on. So I mean, like, well, obviously, John, call them, see if their bid still stands. But we don't want to pursue that until we see if, you know, Maurice gets enough public input to kind of garner a team to put these together.
Well, the fact we have motion on the floor, everything stands. We're just not, like last year in the hurricanes and stuff, we just won't move forward with John's bids if as long as Maurice gets these group together and they put up the fence.
Right. Right.
Okay? So we'll just leave it like that. We'll have our bids in case that doesn't happen.
Well, I think if the vendor came back with honoring their existing bid, we had given approval to move forward on said bid.
Yeah. And Maurice, I want to thank you very much for that. That was a great gesture.
Should we amend that and say, go check the bids, but hold off until we see how this pans out?
Well, it's my understanding that there were three bids that were received before. One of those three was for materials.
Okay.
So if the material bid comes back at the same number, and Mr. Tennell, I believe it was?
Yeah.
Is able to proceed with the group, with a community group to do the work, then that could proceed.
Excellent.
I don't believe that they chose a company.
No.
The bids were there, so that's the issue. We need to make sure that the bids are the same, because no company was ever actually chosen.
Correct. So, yeah, that's my understanding.
So, that did not occur.
We need to come back to the drawing board, basically, with the bids.
And I think Maurice and I need to go this week and do a literally hand count of every post and every split rail, go around and get our material list bid together so I can go back to the lumber mill and say, here's the material list, give us the latest quote, what's the cost of the materials, and then we know that material list to go to the bidders and say, give us an update on your bid, or does the bid stand for what you have? But I agree with you, because I already know that the $6,800, $7,000, even if the material's now $9,000, it's going to be half of what the other people, and, you know, a few days of us doing the work. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be cheaper and better all the way around.
And for what it's worth, I want everybody to know that John used his construction company to get a better price on the materials. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm not clear that there was ever a formal award.
No, there was not.
And if there was not a formal award of the bid, then I think it needs to come back to the board at the November board meeting.
Correct.
For a final action after all this information is collected, and then Mr. Tennell can proceed after there is a formal award of the contract.
But Mr. Tunnell can get his group together.
Yes.
And he can work with John, and they can have the count, the prices, the material list, and everything, so that the day after the meeting, they can get started if they'd like.
Correct. After you okay. award at the that's, November
that,
meeting.
That's yes. fine. We're all yes. good with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. So if we could, I guess I'd like to see the quote on materials for next month, and then maybe like a proposed date that we can get started, and so that we can communicate to the community as to when the work's going to be done, so people can show up and actually, you know, participate without, you know, finding out last minute, right? It'd be nice if that was posted on the site.
Okay, well, we can let Mr. Tunnell handle all of that. That's what he's...
Well, he's chair, he's got to make an update
yep,
to the
he's website. Chairing the project.
Yep.
Okay?
Should we add something to the site that... lists like a public community event and to contact
there is a there's a drop down menu on the website now about community events. That's where I can put it.
Okay.
Excellent.
The thing I would like to say is that if he's going to chair it, he'll ask John for everything he wants. Let's let him do that.
Okay.
We'll offer
if you need help, let me know.
We will offer any help he needs, but let him do it.
And in any event, it will be on our agenda for the November board meeting for the final approval of whatever plan the board approves, whatever bid the board approves.
It'll be on the November agenda.
For the work to be done on
okay.
the November meeting.
To discuss
okay.
the new quotes and estimates.
Make a decision.
Thank you.
Final decision. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are we done with this item? If we are, let's move forward.
More public input.
That was public input, Mr. Chairman. Is there any more public input?
Any more public input? If not, we're going to move forward. Supervisor's comments.
I just had one. I got, you know, looking through the bills that we got tonight for approval. We received Mr. Pringle's office's bills from March 2025 through July 2025 all at once. You know, I would love to see those come in, you know, a little bit on more on time, so we're not just getting a bunch at the same time, if that's possible.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Thank you for the comment. Thank you, Mr. Pringle. Okay.
Oh, and then one more question I have. What's the, I guess, permissions, legality, regulatory compliance about putting draft meeting minutes and financial reports on the site? Like, I don't, is that a thing or not a thing? I mean, those have to get approved first before
they're
publicly shared.
Like, well, yeah, before we can share them, I believe they need to be approved.
The board can decide to put them on the website even in advance of the board meeting, if that's your question. Can
right.
a draft form of the meeting minutes and the financial report draft be put on the website if the board chooses to do so? Yes, sir, they can, and they are a public record as a result of that. So
okay.
they can be done. So
right.
that's a board call. Whether you want them.
Yeah, no, I'm just checking on what like the compliance is behind that. If
personally, I'm fine. I'm fine with that if we want to put it on the website ahead of time.
Maybe that's a. Something an agenda item for next month just to discuss whether we want to do that or not. I mean,
why not?
Well, exactly. Why not? I mean, we've reviewed them. We look at them. I mean, feel like the district should be able to look at them and see them, and then they.
If
have.
The people want to be more informed, let them look at them.
Yep.
You know, it's.
They can be added to the website. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question on the. Actor Electronics, did they, so that somebody had hit, that someone had hit the barrier, did the cameras pick that up?
Yep, cameras picked up somebody on a Harley Davidson coming into the gate, trying to ride behind somebody else's car, and the back of their seat in the back clipped the gate, snapped it all the way around, and because it's a small license plate, they went up, couldn't see the license plate, and they broke the shear pin. And I couldn't fix it, and I had to get Acura Electronics come down and replace it.
Okay, so we didn't get anything out of that one.
Nope.
Okay.
Is there a way to see the car in front of them? the license plate, like perhaps they were friends? Because if you're following that closely, normally it's you're riding it behind a person that you know.
I don't know, at the gate, that's hard to tell. People are riding close to get through, not just following.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
Got a little Sherlock Holmes on here.
Got teenagers.
Okay. Anything else, Jennifer? I don't have anything. James?
I've got nothing else.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all very much for coming.